people, purpose, patience. You either accept or you lead. Can't do both. Had a conversation with a person a couple of days ago that told me they just wake up to go to sleep again. Because all they're gonna do is get up and do the same thing over. I try my hardest to get that person out of that mind state in the quick second we had the conversation. It didn't work, but hopefully I put something there that could maybe trigger a bit of different thinking. Because if you wake up with the mindset of this is going to be exactly like it was yesterday, I'm going to feel quite possibly even worse, you've accepted the worst part in life. You've accepted the part in life where it shows you where you need to change, where you need to tighten it up a little bit more. Life will show you exactly what your problem is. Show you. What do? You accept it, but you do nothing to change it. I know a lot of us have jobs that we dislike, or jobs that are difficult. We feel we can be paid more. We feel we can be appreciated more. A lot of us have relationships where we feel we need to communicate, or things need to be a little bit more even. You know, but what do we do when we don't get the fair shake that we feel we deserve? A lot of us just accept it. Just accept the failures and accept the way that life goes, and that's how it goes. Every day, day in, day out. Wake up, same thing. Go to sleep, wake up right back with the same shit. Because we're afraid to shake the tree a little bit, because if we shake the tree, it's all gonna just crumble. And we lose what little bit of life that we have, what little bit of stability that we have. A lot of people say, at least I have a job, or at least I have a wife or husband. Good morning. Or at least I have this. If you're not happy, you're just accepting the failure. Now, can you turn around? Can you turn around a difficult job? Can you turn around a difficult relationship? Of course you can. Of course you can. All you have to do is speak up and stand up for yourself. Just let whatever it is that's hurting you in life know how you feel and be open and honest about it. If you lose that job, then you know it wasn't yours to begin with. You had no future there. If you lose that relationship, it means the exact same thing. You had no future there. But the one thing that we can't do, we can't continue to accept failure, accept difficulties. But as I said, a lot of us are still in jobs or in relationships where it's sort of difficult. But like I said, you have to open up the lines of communication and let whatever you feel is difficult know how you feel. We have to put that boulder down, because there's plenty of other things that we can carry that may not be as heavy as what happened to us in the past, or may not be as heavy as difficult job or relationship. Believe me, I had to make that choice as well, and come to the realization that if I'm not happy, I have to say something. But while saying something, you know, you disrupt things. What do I mean by disrupt things? That job or that person in that relationship may feel that, wait a minute, I thought you were happy. You do the things that I tell you to do. You're happy with that life. You're happy with your boss leading you and not listening to, you know, to any of your ideas. You're happy with doing everything that your partner wants to do. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not happy with that life. And I'm not necessarily saying that everything that was going on in my life, I was unhappy with it. I honestly knew I could be happier if I opened up about it. Let's try this. Let's see if it works this way. And now I'm in more of a position at work to affect. And what I mean by affect, that means I feel we're all expendable in life. Everyone can be fired or replaced, you know. But I feel I actually make a difference. Not only for my job, but the people that come there and the experience that I give them. You know, for a second you can smile. For a second you can learn something. And I'm talking both ways. You know, for a second you can come together. And even in my relationship, even in my marriage, just letting go let me hold on to so much more. Because we want our children to be, we want our children to be protected, but we don't want to suppress their dreams because we're trying to hold on to them so tight that they feel that they can't live. They can't have expressions. They can't be themselves. Me letting go and watching them express themselves and watching them be who they're going to grow up to be isn't me loosening my grip as a parent, so to speak, but it's me learning to walk side by side. Instead of holding their hand all of the time. And the same way with my wife. You know, allowing expression and allowing, well, I can't say allow because it's not like that, but just certain things you would argue about or you would have difficulty understanding. It's who they are. And a lot of the times, it has nothing to do with you. But you feel it does. But it has absolutely nothing to do with you. It's them being an individual and them learning to open up and express themselves to make your union better. If you believe you love this person as much as you say you do, let go. And see what matures and see what grows. Learn to accept the way that they love you. Learn to accept the way that they express. And with added with yours, it can become so much more. Yeah. It can become so much more if you let it grow with yours instead of trying to outlove and outdo. So that's why I say I let go a little bit, and now I'm holding on to more than I ever thought I could. Because they're free to be themselves. They're free to not feel that they're under, you know, daddy's eye all of the time, so to speak. You know, we also have that tough little thing to swallow as parents as to when to let go. a lot of us don't know when to let go. Because we feel if we let go, we're going to come back home from work and they're going to be into whatever and, you know, have whatever happened to them. But the one thing that I needed to realize was that I made mistakes. And I turned those mistakes into promise. I've turned those mistakes into potential. I've turned those mistakes into becoming a decent person with a pretty okay outlook on life and hopefully some things going for them. You have to make mistakes in life. You have to learn from them as well. You can't just be, oh, well, this happens. This continues to happen. I just need to learn to accept it. No, that's not life. You're not gaining anything from living a life of acceptance. Yeah, you accept good things, but you also accept the bad. And what do we keep more? We keep more of the bad with this because it pisses us off. We're angry a hell of a lot more than we're happy. We hold on to grudges and bullshit more than we hold on to love. I remember all of the bad shit you did, and that outweighs a lot of the good that you did. I know y'all get that. Reason why I said I know y'all get it is because in relationships or, you know, the case of, you know, at work, we are, a lot of us are more unhappy than we are satisfied, you know. So we need to try to find some sort of common ground to just, find some sort of common ground to find a silver lining in it and see where we can grow or try to change what we thought was a problem. You know, like I said, it's by speaking up. And so by speaking up and understanding that it may be a problem to you, but the other side may not know it's a problem to them. So, you know, just trying to find that space where you can safely have that conversation or, you know, just come to the realization that it's not for you, you know. But you still must speak up and try to have that talk first. Or have that open space to where you can see where you should either walk away or where you can build. Another common thing, which I've been speaking on consistency a lot lately. Another common thing with consistency is it's simply staying busy, you know? Staying busy. Never letting your mind settle. You know, never letting your activity settle. But still finding time to rest and let things mature and, you know, just see where you can find some sort of success. And a lot of people view success as a dollar sign. I don't. I view success as, you know, how much freedom do you have? How much love do you give? How much love do you receive even? And how settled and comfortable you are in your day-to-day. So if you're not settled to comfort or comfortable in your day-to-day, you know, try to find a way to open up. Try to find a way to find a safe way to express how you feel and express the change that you want to see in your job or relationship or what have you. And just give it time for both parties or for both sides or even for yourself to just understand maybe this situation isn't for you, but you have to be open. And like I was saying about the consistency of success. And, you know, spoke on this plenty of times. If you're listening to this podcast, you don't view a dollar sign as your mark of success. You just view your happiness. And a lot of the times your passion will find a way to provide for you. you know, my passion is this, is this podcast. My passion is centered among, I'm sorry, centered around helping people. And I find my own personal gain and personal growth within that as well. Because, case in point, I'm not saying I'm the biggest or the strongest person in the world. I'm not, but I have a little bit of knowledge around the weight room and a little bit of knowledge around just overall health and taking care of yourself. So if I'm in the gym and people see me move a certain way or whatever, I'm never one to ego lift or anything like that. I always do it according to my own strength and what I can do consistently. You know, I would never try to bench 400 pounds unless I've already had my goal with 315. You know, for those of us to lift, understand that you have to progress. So with me, like I said, I've just now gotten to the point to where I can get 320 up about three times, 320, 330, about three times, three reps, which is pretty good. But I won't try to test it until I'm very comfortable with 330 moving, or even drop back down and continue to work on my burnout sets with 225. You know, just making sure I'm comfortable before I move on, because most people who go into the gym with the idea that this is all a competition. I must outlift you. I must put four plates on each side and squat it, bench it, deadlift it, whatever, what have you. I must lift the heaviest dumbbells. I must make the most noise. That's not going to get you any progress. It's going to get you maybe a couple of weeks, and then you're going to burn out. So a lot of people ask me, they say, you're here almost every day, but you're never here as long as I am, but you're steady climbing. Your numbers are getting better. You know, you're obviously getting bigger. And they say, how do you do that? And I say, well, you're not supposed to come in here and go to the gym for two hours. You're not supposed to do that. Supposed to have a plan, you're supposed to attack that plan, and then you're supposed to leave and go on about your life. Come back the next day, same idea. Tweak it a little bit after a week. Find some new things so you don't get complacent. And then go from there. But it's all in just how you attack consistency. So that's the way I attack consistency. Another way I attack consistency is reading. And honestly, reading whatever I can read just to keep my mind going. And it's not necessarily topics that I have an interest in, like, you know, sports and stuff like that. You know, it's not really that. It's always something different. And I was like, okay, you know, I never understood that. Useless facts, stuff like that. Just having any kind of knowledge to where you can say that, okay, I did this different, or I learned this. Because I've also spoken in the past that just having the ability to learn is progress. Teaching yourself something new, learning something new, watching a different documentary, or something like that. You know, it doesn't always have to be the same thing beaten over the head all of the time. You'll get bored with life like that. You'll get bored with relationships if it's the same thing just consistently beat over the head. You'll get bored with it. No matter where you are in life, no matter how you are in life, you're going to get bored with the same. Well, certain people have said, well, wait a minute, Harrison. You're speaking of consistency. Consistency is repeated. True. But the same does not necessarily have to be repeated. Consistency is also a challenge. A lot of people say, well, what about motivation? That's different. Motivation is going to die out. If you look and go out every morning, search through your phone, or search through whatever for consistency. I mean, I'm sorry, for motivation. Then what are you doing? Honestly, if you need that big of a pickup to just get up and go about your day. Instead of just getting up and going about your day, going through your routine and finding your own mark. Because let's go back to the reason why I said I don't listen to motivational speakers. And a lot of people listen to this podcast and say, well, wait a minute, Harrison, you sound like a motivational speaker, but I don't sound like one in particular. I have one catchphrase, or I have one thing that I repeatedly say. That's people, purpose, patience. That's it. And that's a repeated mantra of this podcast. There's never any anything that you know you're going to hear at any mark in these episodes. So, as I'm saying, my consistency is not the same. It's always finding new. That's my consistency. I'm always in search of something. I'm always trying to grow here or grow there. So I tell people all of the time, just find new ways, but keep a goal. Keep a goal. Keep a goal. Just like I said, I'm centered around helping people. You know, I got mentioned what I do with the gym. You all know what I do with the podcast. I appreciate every listen. Everybody knows what I do at work. If you ever seen me work or work with me, you know I'm always trying to uplift. Whether it's through a joke or, you know, teaching something or learning something or listening to a problem or whatever have you. I'm always trying to gain. Always. I'm always trying to gain. So that right there is... there's another tool. Always seek something. You know, like I tell people all of the time, I never try to have the answer. I always try to ask a question. Always seeking knowledge. Always. Always. And I guess that's why certain people say, you always look like a kid, amazed by things. I'm amazed by everything. By everything. Nice, bud. How you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm pretty good, sir, pretty good. Thank you. I'm amazed by a lot of things. That's because I'm always seeking. You know, like those kids, like your kids or your little brother or yourself, or even yourself even. Amazed by how things work. You know, you ever walk in a carnival or a fair, something like that, or just walk around a mall. You just see different things and you find yourself standing there watching this. And it's like, wow, I've never saw this or that. Or, you know, this amazes me or something like that. Or you ask a person a question about something. That type of thing. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Always seek knowledge. Never try to have a definite answer. It can help you out in so many ways. Your relationship. Seeking knowledge, seeking new way. People ask me, how have you been in a relationship for 23 years in this day and age? It's been an everyday. And not necessarily an everyday struggle, because we don't struggle all of the time, but it's been every day. Because I always try to find new. I always ask questions. You know, my wife gets tired of me asking questions all of the time because it's like, well, I didn't do anything today. I was like, well, just talk to me. I haven't heard you today. I haven't gotten to know you today. Just the little things, the little ways you always try to find something out, so to speak. Just try it within yourself. Just try to wake up tomorrow, or even after you get through listening to it, to this. Try to go out and learn something new. If you're listening to this with a significant other or whatever, at work or whatever, you guys have a conversation about something. Or tell somebody something that they may not know about you. See if you have a common goal, because you'll be learning right there. Not a common goal, a common interest. I'm sorry. You'll be learning something right there. It could be that coworker that you pass, say hi to, but never really speak to. You got, this has happened to me plenty of times before. You never know what you guys have in common. Never know. Hey, now. pretty good. You never know what you have in coming. Like I've shared a love of wrestling, love of training, the love of video games or whatever with people, or whatever, you know. It's always something new to learn. How you doing? Always something new to learn out there, yeah. So that's another way that you can build upon your complacency. Just continue to seek. Always continue to seek. Look at life, and honestly, look at life as your own personal open world video game. We've all played them, we've all seen them, we've all heard about them. So just look at it like that. Take something like, and this is not necessarily saying go out there and play it, but take something like Grand Theft Auto. When Grand Theft Auto first came out, it was only about stealing cars, and that was it. How many cars you could steal, how much damage you could do, and whatnot. Then it evolved into an open world. Let me find out more about this man that's stealing these cars. I know he has a story. And that story moved into so many different people, so many different ways, so many different ways you can go with just having an open world. You don't want to just drive. So with your life, you don't want to just do one thing. You'll get bored with it very easily. So just look at life as your own personal open world video game. You get to go out there and you get to affect every day. The people you come in contact with, everything that you touch, everything that you see, you can have an effect on it. Beautiful way of thinking, y'all. It's a beautiful way of thinking. Patience is a podcast.